Good afternoon, Exotic Sir. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Hi, Brock. It's Emma speaking.
Oh, hi, Emma. How are you going?
Hello. Not too bad, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. And how are the piggies going?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. Both of the abscesses are sort of quite easy. So, yeah. They're still open, though, which I guess is kind of good in a way, but...
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind if we... you're talking about the abscess site, the abscess incisions? They're open, is that what you said, sorry?
Yeah, that's right, they are.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, I'm not definitely against flushing or anything like that. I think that actually might be useful to make sure everything's flushing in and out.
Leftover
bacteria that is remaining. I think that'd be quite useful.
Yeah, okay then. Yep.
But
good.
Just do it twice a day. Twice a day would be nice. But I think that Emily talk to you on the phone already? Because I left a message. Not sure if she got back to you or not.
Yeah, no, I hadn't been able to get back to you until now. So, yeah, haven't spoken to anyone yet.
Okay, that's right. I'll just get the notes from the cultures. Because, grew some multi-resistant bacteria, but from memory, one of them was on the correct meds. Whoever was on the Ceptron already was fine.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's Myrtle. I think she was already on the Ceptron, wasn't she?
She was, yeah, that's right. Yep.
Cool. And then with Otis, both the bacteria that we've grown are resistant to Baytrol, but I think it was Otis who was on the Baytrol instead of
PM. Yeah, that's right. He's on Baytrol. Yeah. And Flagyl too, I believe.
Yep, cool. Well, that's it. I think, yeah, for both of them, I want to do the Flagyl because they've grown, they said that there's all types of bacteria present, but the ones that are growing the most common are anaerobes, which is sensitive to Flagyl. And then there are, the resistant, I think it was some just kind of Streptococcus, which can be normal, but is there in high numbers, so probably just secondarily infected. One of them is only sensitive to chloramphenicol and TMS, and that was Otis's bacteria. So I think, yeah, if we swap him from Baytrol to Ceptron, and his dose would be about 0.34 mil twice a day.
0.34? Okay, then.
Twice a day. And yeah, I think another 7 days, and if you can, yes, please, yeah, if you can flush the abscess twice a day as well, the pockets, just with saline or betadine is fine. I think that'll just help us out as well, just in case.
Yeah, okay, then. Excellent. And so Flagyl for both of them? For Myrtle as well? Yeah.
Yeah. I think when I looked at Myrtle's file and her meds, that all sounded good to me. And it was just the Otis switching over to the Ceptron. Yep. And there's no more. Have you seen any discharge or anything? Nothing like that?
I have, yeah, from both of them, actually. So, yeah.
Right. Well, I think the flushing will really help with that. You know, like the antibiotics will do their job, but if we're flushing it out and just removing the pus and the bacteria that are there, it's just extra helpful for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Then we'll get onto that. So twice a day.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think another week of the meds and the flushing would be really hopeful at that time. It should hopefully.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds good.
Cool. Well, good. Any other questions or anything?
No, I think that's everything. Yeah, thank you.
Cool, that's all good. Well, maybe just touch base with me in a week's time. We'll catch up on the phone, or if you just want to send me an email, and we can organise a revisit if we feel like we need it or not from there.
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, then.
No worries. All right, thanks, Emma. Talk soon.
Okay, thanks, Doc. Bye.